It's women spreading the fake virus, like I said. Look at the stuff they shut down. All the dumb shit women like. Restaurants, you know. Men don't like to eat out like that. That's women. Gonna pay $100 for some bullshit food you could have probably made at home. That's without the tip. They like the attention. They like being seen and catered to. It's women who spread viruses. They'll never actually say it because it's not politically correct. That's the only reason. Just like they spread STDs more, they talk more, they have more human contact. Women and chat spread STDs, that's it. One chat gets herpes, the whole neighborhood gets it. 20,000 words a day versus a man 7. Funny enough, my average video approaches 7,000 words. Most men are socially distanced by default. Of course women are rushing to get vaccinated because they only play at rebellion. End of the day, women are cucked. Most men too. You think women are going to tolerate a life where they can't go to events or concerts or restaurants, parties, concerts, clubs. Shit, even protests might eventually do some vax passport shit. Imagine you need to be vaccinated to protest. Protests are already barricaded and police, so I guess why not, right? Some video went semi-viral with the roastie talking about the chats she slept with, and of course they all had white-ass names. One of the guys she said she fucked because she was in love with his brother, and a lot of guys don't understand this. The lack of logic drives guys up the walls, so let me explain. I've actually been the beneficiary of this, if you can call it that. One of the girls I got with specifically said she was trying to get over her teacher, who she had an obsession with. I don't know, maybe I look like the guy or something. And she's trying to get over it, quote, one dick at a time. I met another girl recently who was like this, the epitome of a Becky. Literally, her name is Becky. There's this guy she's obsessed with, literally crying over this guy, and she literally has a hookup planned with a different guy the very same day, moments later, as she's crying about this other guy. This is how women, quote, get over guys, by sleeping around. This is actually their logic. So when a woman really loves a guy, you gotta understand they're inherently cowardly. Her instinct is not to take the bull by the horns or to talk to the guy. These are passive creatures. Of course, that's what you're expected to do as a man who has a crush. You're expected to approach her. But her instinct is to flee from the guy that she wants. She doesn't even want to consider the possibility that this guy might not like her back. You know, of course, this doesn't debunk chat or anything, but this is a lot, you know, this happens a lot. She doesn't want to be in a position where this guy can possibly reject her. She's already played all the scenarios out in her head, you know. Women obsess over this type of shit. They live in that fantasy world. Her ego is too fragile to actually go after the fantasy, because there's a part of her that knows it's just a fantasy. As a matter of fact, there's, you know, the entire reason she probably likes this guy is because he almost certainly will reject her advances. Women like those guys who are distant. Anyway, the girl rated one of the guys 10 out of 10, who was rating all these guys that she was sleeping with, and the 10 out of 10 guy was in high school, so that further confirms that they become more and more numb over time. That was probably like her first or second time having sex, probably. They live in a fantasy world, man. Take my boomer mother, for example. Actually, you know, she actually somehow got it in her head that I could get a job at Google, JFL. Even if I could, I mean, imagine me working at Google. I'd go postal having to be around those soy cucks and libtards, even if it was virtual. But yeah, that's the female rationale, you know, and they're pretty much all like this. The fact that we're actually expected to respect these imbeciles is ludicrous. They're not worthy of respect. The black pill is real. People get respect based on their birth, nothing to do with character. If you're a female, you automatically get undue, undeserved respect. And women know this too. That's part of why they like the so-called bad boys so much. They prefer the guy that's not doting over them. They know they don't deserve that shit. Only guy that would treat her nice is a desperate guy. Women try to hide this tactic, if you want to call it that, of sleeping around to get over a guy. But we live in a post-shame culture, so a lot of them are coming out on social media. I've talked about how even, you know, how people, even when they do wrong, they want to vent about the shit. These women vent on social media where they feel comfortable and away from the real world. They said for years slut-shaming is bad, so here we are, women openly admitting to the foul shit they do more and more, and more men are seeing just how corrupt and disgusting and dead these creatures are on the inside. It's really no wonder they're incapable of love when you see the shit that they do. Pair bonding? Forget it. Fucking Pandora's box, man. Setting these creatures loose was a huge mistake. We were warned, we really were, by the old orders and societies, the ancients, warned about the nature of women, the nature of the material. Money turns you into a bitch. A man chasing money is chasing women still. It's actually autogynephilia in a way. He's chasing money because he wants women, but he's also chasing female privilege. Men chase money because we don't really want to work at the end of the day. We want rich and female privilege. Not being responsible for your actions, zero physical labor. That's rich people, that's women. Having people like and admire you for completely superficial reasons. Like I said, go to the most affluent places in this country. I challenge you to find one masculine man. Maybe in the South, you know, but money isn't flowing down South like that. That's not a coincidence. A lot of American guys think we should go overseas and deal with the women there. It's not that the women are better overseas. They're just not spoiled yet, as I've, you know, covered already. And it's not that simple to just get up and leave, especially with the travel restrictions that they keep adding and shit. A broke Negro sexpat, I don't know if that's really a thing. You need money to travel in the first place, unless you stow away or smuggle or some shit. Because that's the entire thing, you know, that makes us more appealing overseas is money. By the way, first worlders who go to these other countries, you know you're fucking shit up for the guys over there too, right? The reason you leave America is because the tricking and simping over here is so completely spoiled the American women, and there's so many shaz and all that. So you're gonna fuck shit up in Brazil or whatever. Because the Brazilian women are eventually going to be like, okay, why would I deal with Enrique, the corn farmer, when I can get a rich American? Women measure men by genetics and money. Looks, money, status, in that order. You know, obviously they're all connected a little bit. Money is just what you do to compensate for what you lack in the looks and the sexual department. That's why the sugar daddy dynamic exists. But make no mistake, women do not like men who trick on them. Darius M is one of the only YouTubers who talks candidly about this. As a matter of fact, and again, I have enough experience with women to know, these sugar babies and shit, they ought to have boyfriends. The guy that she actually like, you know, has little to no income, so she tricks, makes money, and then brings it home to the broke guy who she actually desires, goes on dates with him. They want the lifestyle, but most of the dudes who can give it are old. You know, that's why athletes and musicians slay, because they have the money, status, and the youth. And the look sometimes. And these women likely aren't attractive or connected enough or disciplined enough to actually lock those types of dudes down. The women those guys marry turn a blind eye to their cheating and so forth. Anyway, the stripper I knew told me about this chick who was doing just that. She's bringing all the money home to her broke, quote, abusive boyfriend. Women don't respect numbers. They don't care about money or time. They much rather have us manage that boring shit, like accountants, so she has more time to do her dumb shit. Even Blue Jasmine is allegedly like this. If she can get paid his money and not have to deal with them so much sexually, what do you think she'll do? These women are frauds. They try to make it seem like they only like wealthy dudes, but that's just to encourage simps to pay up. She's actually the sugar daddy. She's a sugar mama for the broke man that she actually likes and respects. The man that demands things from her. He doesn't see himself as inferior. And let's face it, he most likely has the looks to get away with that. He doesn't see himself as a pay pick. Either she pays him, she takes him out, they go Dutch, or she can fuck off. Most women will eventually recognize a man's value to the point that she'll either submit or just leave him alone. Women measure men by money, maybe because that's how they think we measure each other, but in reality, it mostly matters to them, and even then, only for the purposes of security. Men measure men by money because maybe we think that's how women measure us. But before everything else, they measure us by genetics. The idea that men determine what a high-value man is cap. If men determine high value, would money even be a factor in high value? I'm not so sure. I don't think men determine shit. It's women. But I guess it's a chicken or the egg kind of thing. There's a YouTuber I discovered who goes into this, talked about him in a previous video. There's a lot, Travis Blackpill. There's a lot of brutal Blackpills on his channel. I've been watching every video. One of the videos was so dark a Blackpill it ended up being white. It was about how Chads get cucked too, basically. Even I know a Chad who's in an open marriage, kids and everything, you know. I guess the white pill is a thing, you know. At some point, you do have to acknowledge that your life is shit. You can't move on from something you don't even allow yourself to see, right? Is the blue pill guys going around saying how they can't figure women out like it's some complicated thing? All you need to know about women is alpha fucks, beta bucks, alpha seed, beta need, hypergamy. They'll never be truly satisfied no matter what, and they're inherently narcissistic and psychopathic. Literally all you ever need to know. And the best looking ones are often the nastiest and worst of all. Power corrupts. No one has more power than an attractive woman. They have so much power, it's fucking disgusting. They themselves are disgusted by the people who give them said power, because they know they're not worthy. This is all truth, you know? That's why women aren't funny, because the truth is funny. They care too much about how people perceive them, and they try too hard. Nothing is less funny than someone trying to be funny. Women lead such simple, inert lives that they have to complicate everything. Funny is some complex equation to them, just like everything else. It's a mystery. They're so mechanical in every way that men aren't, even when it comes to basic human shit. And then men are emotional and empathetic when it really gets down to it. You know, quote, I'm the queen of overthinking. You know, this is women, shit that women actually say. They actually say that. It's only idiots who, quote, overthink because they're not actually thinking. They have to force themselves to think about bullshit or else their brains will probably atrophy into nothing. They don't have to think. Meanwhile, the internal world of a man is probably so complicated and perilous that he has to simplify everything in his life as much as possible to avoid losing his shit. He has to become that beast. He has to be laconic, etc. Novelty plus truth plus naturalness equal funny. And truth is novel because it's so unspoken. Whatever laughs these unfunny women get is because they get that persuasion bonus, like a video game. Women get a massive charisma bonus just for being women. It's similar to what Chad gets. They're always, quote, busy too, but in reality, every woman I've ever known is a layabout piece of shit. The ones that actually move around, they're not moving around being productive, they're doing bullshit. Chasing chads or celebrities, but if you ask a man what he's up to randomly, and, you know, he's like nothing. Every guy I know is like, I don't do shit, but he actually does. He actually contributes to society just by existing half the time. Women always try to make it seem like they're busy 24/7, but in reality, they do nothing. I've known enough roasties to know that the average roastie ain't doing shit, even when she's at, quote, work. Even in school, you think she's paying attention? She's paying attention to the Chad or the teacher if he happens to be Chad. Then she copies the incel's homework or has him do it for her if he's blue-pilled. You think teachers don't go easy on them too on top of that? All the while, they're playing dumb. You can't be specific in vagaries. Women actually wonder why guys don't ask them out as much, because it's nothing but negative feedback for anybody who is in Chad. Even on my Chad, this is a crapshoot 99% of the time. Yeah, part of that is because they suspect it's a fake profile. I asked a girl the link on my real profile, and she's like, you're more likely to get me doing something spontaneous. Like, how the fuck are you supposed to be spontaneous with a stranger on the internet? You have to actually plan a time and place to meet. So I was like, okay, let's meet up now at 10 p.m. She's like, no, not that spontaneous. I just ghosted her dumbass at that point. I left her on red. Fuck that. You want to play games, I can play too. Then they say, I want a real relationship. Real obviously means somebody that they can exploit for money. You know, they speak in code. As soon as you start putting parameters on it, like I asked the girl how much the guy needs to make, as soon as you try to get specific, they break down. All this vague shit is designed to exploit you and waste your time and make them look innocent and, you know, and alleviate responsibility. So I say, okay, let's say you met your future boyfriend on Tinder, aka me, and in what time frame would you want to meet him in person? They literally never give a straight answer. That's a defensive mindset. I asked the roastie what area she's in on Tinder. I can literally see you're only a few miles away on the app, obviously. She gives me an entire state. New York, New Jersey. They actually get through this foolishness. Then she gets mad. Why can't guys plan a date? Because you can't cooperate. They like to put walls up. All because one Chad, who probably doesn't even know she exists, hurt her. Or she got diddled or whatever. That's the mindset of these cowards. Then they think that you're gonna stalk them if they tell you, the neighborhood they're in, based on some outlier. Oh, it happened to my friend. I saw it on TV. Nobody's stalking you, bitch. Get over yourself. If they actually aren't equals, why are they so afraid of us? Or is it the sub-Chad genetics that they're afraid of? But again, this happens on my Chadfish too. Even when it comes to the good stuff, they always bank on the outlier. Oh, my boss had one of her ex frozen and had babies at 45, so there's still hope for me too. Women get to be blue-pilled because the world tries to construct their fantasies for them. They walk and society throws flowers in front of them and rolls out red carpets. I figured out what asexuality actually is, though. An asexual is a person who is so obsessed with sex that their obsession actually has turned inward to the point that they have to invent all this bullshit about their sexuality as a false means of rationalizing their disinterest in 99% of men. Mostly women are, quote, asexual, of course. This is what people actually do. Women are really out here trying to pass themselves off as asexual, like that's a thing. They even go as far as to create subcategories for this shit, like gray sexual. Yeah, I'm asexual, but sometimes I want sex, sometimes I don't. Oh, you mean like literally every other human being on the planet, you fucking idiot. I'm down to rob a bank with you. This is the kind of dumb shit they say to come off as cool. Like, really, bitch? Imagine I was really a bank robber and I asked her to rob a bank. You think she'd be down? Fuck no. The women talk a big game, man. What roasty even needs to rob a bank? Just get married. That's the fucking bank. Then they, you know, they nestle themselves in chaos. They certainly try. They feel comfortable in it. Some people need loud noises to fall asleep. How backwards is that? But chaos is order. There's always some insidious purpose to the vague bullshit they all insist on. If you assume women are lying 100% of the time, you'll be right at least 51% of the time. I actually think it's way more. But if you do what they say and you just believe women gratuitously, quote, believe women, for no reason, you're going to hurt yourself really badly. Fat women want Chaz to like them, but not fetishize them. Like what? What kind of Chad do you think is going to be into fat women that doesn't have some weird incel fetish? It's only sub-chad dudes anyways that, quote, fetishize fat women because, and it's only because they can't afford to go after regular women, so they simp for fat women. It's, you know, it's a sexual strategy. There's a TikToker that fetishizes and worships fat women, and he has all this fat girl shit in his house. Literally had a fat girl party. He's pig maxing. Alpha fucks beta bucks. The pimp mindset is a byproduct of the red pill. A man who is exposed to females' behavior on a regular basis can't possibly have any respect for them. He realizes they aren't good for anything other than squeezing a few dollars out of their disgusting infantile behavior. The irony is that it's the guys who aren't getting any female attention whatsoever who pedestalize them. They're not seeing the raw disgusting shit that they do. They're not seeing what they are on the inside. Women are a mystery to them. Women keep those guys in the dark so they can exploit their naivete later in life. Imagine Shallow Hal, the movie where the guy sees the woman's personality. So an ugly girl with a good personality looks good to him. Imagine that movie, but realistic. 99% of women, maybe 100, would be utterly hideous and disgusting, like Jabba the Hutt disgusting, especially the non-virgins. Fucking God AI is what we got, though. Some feudal lord matching people together. That's what these apps are. There's even one called Iris now, where it tests to see the kinds of faces you're attracted to and all this advanced AI shit. That's still based on human whim, though. We need an Indian AI app. One that shows you the people, not the people you're attracted to, but the ones that are your most realistic looks match. I say Indian because those are the most looks matched couples that I see, and they always look happy too. Of course, I don't know the reality at home. But anyways, one of my chatfishes that's conservative and unvaccinated, that account got shadow banned. Shit goes from a bunch of matches every day to zero. The other one got boosted at the same time, my other chatfish. Shit goes from one match a day to 10 matches a day. Strangely enough, this all happened in one day. The one time my only female acquaintance visited me. I guess the apps are spying on me or something. I don't know. That's a whole story in and of itself, though. We went to like this really low-key, fancy, rich person's club. It was like some secret society shit. Of course, none of these fucks is wearing a face mask. All these rich New York liberals. Fucking hypocrites. Guarantee you it's the same people telling everyone to wear a face mask and get stabbed with the vaccine, the quote vaccine. I documented the various politicians that were caught in ignoring the same protocols that they were enforcing during, you know, one of my election time videos. You're gonna have to get a vaccinated goy to do your shopping for you eventually, a Shabbat goy, you know. Yeah, life is shit, nigga. Shit is overrated as fuck. My entire life I probably only had one good summer, and I was like 50-50. Only good part was that I was distracting myself from a previous shitty experience. I went from drinking piss to eating shit. Eating shit is worse than drinking piss, but at least it's a different flavor. And it only gets shittier with time, man. Saw some idiot on a busy, chaotic intersection riding one of those electric scooters. He's going really fast, too. This is like New York City intersection. It's crazy over there. And he has no helmet on, but he has a face mask. This is the level of sheer idiocy you're seeing. So basically, it's okay if your skull gets shattered into pieces, but God forbid you get the flu. God fucking forbid. The higher-ups have a bird's-eye view, but the reason that the tip of the pyramid is detached, I think, is because it's transcendent. There's no physical entity occupying that position. It's a secret religion that's linking all these wicked people together. And again, not all of them are aware. Chaos is order. instead of individuals being brought to one place individually and initiated or whatever, they all get them to do the same thing by different means. DMX with the blood thing, for example, you know, DMX by all accounts wasn't with the shit, but they managed to convince him to do it. Fast forward, he becomes a Bible thumper. Amazing, right? There's a hierarchy to my hate. It's like, before I'm a sexist or an anti-kike, I'm a misanthrope. Just like progress is the mother of feminism, technology, sexual liberation, degeneracy, birth control, etc. Misanthropy is the father of my hate. But maybe it goes past that. I don't just hate human beings. I hate being. I hate becoming. There really is no such thing as becoming. You just are. I'm anti-being and anti-becoming. Just fuck everything. Maybe I don't hate being either. I just hate. Period. Oh, look at the, you know, lowly black man. He's a misogynist. He hates women. How cute. Probably because women don't like him. The lower you are on the totem pole, the more shit you can talk. But it has to be something openly acknowledged as an unfair advantage, unfair disadvantage, like being black. Lookism is not an oppression that's recognized by the masses, even though racism is lookism, but that's another story. It's the only people who they actually see as superior who can talk shit. Normies laugh at the term lookism because they're normies. They're sheep. It's not mainstream, so it's not relevant to them. They dismiss it. The blue pill kills, man. All these stories are coming out with these guys getting scammed, killing their sugar babies and all that. How delusional must a man be to kill a sugar baby? You already know what that story's about. I don't even think the details are out, but especially the one where the dude killed himself as well. No doubt she did something he didn't expect her to do or he told her not to do. He ignored her female nature, the scorpion and the frog, and he got stung. It just stinks of a guy who hasn't fully realized how these females operate. He doesn't want to see the truth. It's brutal. It didn't sink in fully. So every time she would do some fuck shit, he lost his mind. You really have to internalize the fact that women ain't shit. I'm sorry. You just do. You know how many women I would have gone postal on if I hadn't realized that? I'd probably be dead or in jail by now. It's expectations. These guys expect women to behave like their fantasies, like what the feminists say women are, and they're inevitably disappointed every single time. Even with sex, they try to act like they don't need us.
I can do in 2 minutes what you can't do in 30.
Yeah, no shit, it's your body, retard.
I can take care of myself, and we can't.
Dudes got jerking off down to a science. We do that better, too. They try to make us seem superfluous because we're anything but, and they hate us for it. Nobody wants to only masturbate for the rest of their lives. Stop it. These women try to make it seem like they're doing us a favor, giving us sex, but it's like half the time she's the one who wants sex and just wants to squeeze as much as she can out of you first before she gives it up. But a girl who really likes you, you know, you just ignore her attempts at exploitation and she's gonna fuck. It's like she wants to do that anyways, you know. You always gotta know the reason that she wants to fuck. Is it your looks or is it what you're giving her financially or whatever? Yeah, Brittany Renner, she's the one who got pregnant by an athlete and was bragging about how it's an easy come up because they're stupid and they don't use condoms. They have children solely for their own benefit. Women don't really give a fuck about the lives they create. I'm totally convinced of that at this point. Some whore was on Kevin Samuels the other day saying she wants to have a kid and then focus on the shit that she likes, like vacationing, working, running a business, and she's gonna let her mother raise the kid. All the benefits, none of the work or responsibility. And she was specifically saying that, you know, a woman is more than a mother, blah, blah, blah. It's all ego with them. They think motherhood is beneath them. They want to be men so bad. That's a woman that subconsciously understands that she'd be a shit mother, I think. Brittany Renner is a more extreme example. She's very upfront about it. This kid's entire reason for existing is so his mom can leech money off an athlete. Just imagine the mental issues that are going to come from that. But all these women are like that, even the ones who played a nurturing matriarch. You know, those are selfish bitches too. Make no mistake, it's all about her, it's all about them. She don't give a fuck about anybody else, even the kids. The liberated female's behavior, including but not limited to her mating patterns with the single mother household and so on, is highly beneficial to the powers that be, because you can't build anything on a fickle, loose foundation. You certainly can't have any semblance of autonomy. These idiot women actually think that feminism was some grassroots shit, speaking the truth to power. No, feminism is power. Feminism was completely and utterly sanctioned, if not outright created, by the powers that be. As is birth control, big pharma, duh, abortion, the divorce industry. It's like, why the fuck you think this shit was allowed to exist and marketed in the first place? You know, I understand Jews now more than ever. Because you can always trust a normie goy to shoot themselves in the foot. And then You can use credit to manipulate them. Always want to live beyond their means. In advance here, in advance there, I'll pay for it later, I'll pay for it later. Oh shit, I owe you $1 million. When did that happen? Even these greedy ass boomer females, especially them. This applies to everything, not just money. In principle, the principle of what I'm saying applies to everything. You know, they're like children. Someone has to benefit from such foolishness at some point, right? And I can't say I'm guiltless, but as always, compare me to the average normie and I'm nowhere near as bad or irresponsible or dumb. Like, what do you think the world would look like if even 30% of people were like me? Not like this. Be careful what you wish for, though, because shit, I mean, who knows? It'd probably be even more authoritarian. We have such a little regard for normies, some of us, as we should. Surely they don't think that their animosity is one-sided, right? Surely they don't think I'm oblivious to the endless passive aggression against masculine Negroes. In the case of black women, it's outright slander. We're not broke to the extent that they say. Most of us can't afford to be. Even dudes in the ghetto, he's gonna sell drugs or something to get money. Half these chicks dated a guy like that for that very reason. We're not closet homosexuals like they want us to be. I don't see that many down low black guys. I bet gay black guys are probably the most out of the closet ones. We're not killers, drug dealers, and pimps to the extent that they want us to be, and honestly, more of us should be that, because God knows we have every reason and every excuse. When all else, you know, what we are is all else being equal, undesirable, aesthetically. That's the one explanation that makes all the vitriol and slander make sense. But what you see with black people is a split between the sexes. They really want to shit on black men openly, and mostly really only us, because, you know, we can't be used as easily. But because of the association we have with women, black women in particular, and with blackness, again, something protected by the very political correctness they created, they can't shit on us as openly as they want to. So as per usual, they use the black women to do their bidding. They invented a whole slur just for black men, Dusty. 9 times out of 10, they're using that to describe a black man or, you know, black men in general. The 240-pound jock laying on top of the nerdy skinny kid saying, get up. And then when he can't get up, they hit him even harder. That's society in a nutshell. Society does nothing but kick people who are already down, and it starts with women, because only men have that magnanimous nature. I think I found out, too, why white dudes like injecting themselves socially when they see a black couple. They know the black girl wants white approval, and they're happy to see a black couple. But if I'm with a white girl, I get the you piece of shit look, because they actually want the white girl. They don't give a fuck about the black girl. The white girl is the object of desire, so if she's with the black man, that makes them fail away. You know, they disown those women. But they want the, there's actually a video on my YouTube playlist about that, if you guys want to look at it. But, a recent video. But they want the black girls to disown their men. That's why they give them that phony validation. The white worship is real, man. Notice a lot of the noodle whores go to school in Germany. It's like, bitch, they got school in Africa, too. You know, hell, they got school in Gooseville, wherever the hell you come from. Why go to the trouble of moving to Europe? Because she wants to be surrounded by Chads. Nothing to do at the damn school. No school is that good that you're going to move that far. Chad is that good, though, to them. But of course, I'm the asshole for noticing this. How dare you see the truth? You're not supposed to see that. That's the world to me. I told a female, if there's one thing I could say you've done for me, it's inspired me to be more selfish. I should have that luxury and to have other people cover for me like you. I deserve it. There's nothing worse than an attractive girl with severe mental health issues from childhood and neglect or whatever, because they can get away with the madness. That whole hot crazy thing is true, but it's euphemistic. The more attractive they are, the worse and more disgusting they are on the inside. That's even physical, like I said, in the psychology of prostitutes, STDs, and so on. Girls who are less attractive hold that shit in. They certainly don't act crazy in public. You know, they can't really get away with it as easily, right? Like Taj Zero said, being an ugly woman is like being a man. You're gonna have to work. But really, most of these women don't have to. They can get married, but the kind of men that they want don't want them. So for a lot of women, money is a means to free herself from having to sleep with a guy with normie genetics. Like, this is what the whole independent woman lifestyle is about. That's really the only utility of money to women. That's why they obsess over these careers and shit. They'll work 80 hours a week for Mr. Goldberg at a job that they hate if it means that they don't have to lay down in bed next to an average-looking guy. Of course, when the wall hits, a lot of them will cave and they'll get a beta bucks or a schlubby hubby, oofy doofy, whatever the fuck, you know, because they're cowards. Of course, they can't follow through and do that in perpetuity. Come on now, be independent, fuck that. They just need to prove it to themselves for ego purposes. A lot of women avoid older men. I suspect lookism, obviously, but I also think it's because they know the older guy has seen it all. He can't be exploited that easily. He's not as horny. Already got, you know, divorce rape, heartbroken. I just saw a young guy walking with a girl, and, you know, you guys know New York is cocked, especially this gentrified-ass area I'm in. But he was speaking in a high, loud voice. High-pitched loud voice, and he's talking to this girl like, I don't care if we have to be best friends forever, you can never disappoint me, and like saying something along those lines, just sounding faggy as all hell. I almost said something. I was like, I swear I was almost like 2 inches from calling him a simp. I wanted so badly to just psychologically slap the shit out of him with a snide remark. I didn't even look in their direction, and I could just feel the energy. This girl wasn't taking him seriously at all. She's like, you know, she's like fake laughing to herself on the inside, and like her face is like kind of fake laughing. Zero reaction to what he was saying. I detected. Anyway, it was like he was the woman, you know. It was like he was all loud, and she's like quiet, like having like mumbling to him and all this shit. But anyways, most people know deep down that women ain't shit. And no, I will never stop talking about them. You covert blue pillars can kiss my ass defending them. Y'all don't got shit to say. The stuff is cold, and the countless guys in the black manosphere and manosphere in general who talk about women only. Like, I talk about other shit too. And they cover women on a much more superficial level than me. And they talk about only women. Like, you know, they don't go into the broad perspective either. You know. Not that there's anything wrong with that shit. Like, I watch those channels. Nobody said anything to Patrice O'Neill either. It's only when incels and black pillars do it that it's a problem, because we actually get to the root of the issue. And genetically unselect men aren't supposed to talk about women like this. Fuck you, I'm doing it anyways. Even women know that women ain't shit. People know single motherhood is bad. They know COVID is a scam. They know society sucks. They know marriage is a scam and a lie. They know everything is futile. They know everything is predetermined by genetics. They know free will isn't real. They know life is shit. They know politicians and businesses and pharmaceutical companies don't give a fuck about anybody. But they're so invested in the lie. They're so emotionally invested in the act. And they're so prideful that they can never admit that they're wrong and that their way of life is a total and complete sham. And that is why the cycle of stupidity has no end in sight. Obsidian out.